fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
What, your mama?
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Valuable viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hatuk, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarine. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Zhongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also log on to Supreme Master Television at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, cows in Hong Kong receive protection thanks to a caring woman. In cultural news, Guyana and Brunei celebrate important days in their countries. Please stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment, featuring peace educator and disarmament consultant, Mr. Aylin Ware. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 23rd, is the Hindu holiday Maha Shivaratri, also called Shivaratri, or the Great Festival of Shiva. It is celebrated on the night before the new moon in the Hindu month of Phagun, in honor of Lord Shiva, one of the three gods of the Hindu Trinity. On this occasion, offering leaves of the Bilbao tree to Lord Shiva is considered auspicious. Religious adherents fast and pray during the day. Meditation is practiced during the night, which devotees consider to be the most sacred of the year. Some rise early in the morning to bathe in a holy river such as the Ganges. May all those partaking have a blessed Maha Shivaratri with spiritual illumination.
Fly-in News on the virtues of frugality and compassion. on Saturday, February 21st, the sounds of Mabuhay, which is the Philippine word for welcome, rang through the air at the Taipei Formosa or Taiwan Center of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. Hundreds of our association members were honored to hail the arrival of a hero of peace and recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Qinghai, Fidel V. Ramos, the beloved 12th President of the Philippines. Although she was not able to receive His Excellency personally, Supreme Master Qinghai had asked our association members to extend her warmest welcome.
Even a decade after his presidency, Mr. Ramos continues to actively serve the world as chairman of the Ramos Peace and Development Foundation. During his time in Formosa, the former president was asked to participate as a special guest in the conference entitled Act Now for a More Peaceful and Safer World. Supreme Master Qinghai had been invited as the guest of honor to speak at the conference, and His Excellency Mr. Ramos was delighted that she was able to speak with him via video conference to discuss their shared ideals for a more caring, sustainable world.
She's all over. And the results of her advocacies and her humanitarian activities are evident everywhere. So let's have a thought next time we sit down for a meal. For those people out there who are not getting much on a daily basis, we must also exist, survive, work, not for ourselves or for our immediate families, but also for others.
Thank you.
Following this altruistic message, Supreme Master Qinghai contributed further spiritual insights on the virtue of frugality.
As the president has stated, we have to be frugal. It started from the table already. We should not eat too much. We should just eat enough, or even a little bit less, so that, number one, physically and practically speaking, we can last longer. The more we eat, the less we will have, and other people will be hungry. And spiritually speaking, we should not eat too full. 80% full is enough, so that God's light and wisdom can be also filling our being with a better understanding about what to do with ourselves and how to help others and how to live a true, humane life while we are on this planet.
We sincerely thank Your Excellency Fidel V. Ramos for your earnest endeavors to improve the lives of the less privileged. We send our gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose advice and noble vision guide us toward benefiting the whole planet. May we be blessed and encouraged to join in the effort to uplift the world for all.
Please stay tuned for the rebroadcast of this video conference on Words of Wisdom at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
European Commission provides development aid to Egypt. During a meeting with Egyptian Health Minister Hatim El Gabale, the European Union Commissioner for External Relations, Benita Ferrero-Waldner, announced a 149 million euro donation to the North African state to fund projects in the areas of education, transport, improvement of water purification systems, as well as social programs. In addition, the European Commission has offered a further contribution of 110 million euros to support the Egyptian government's proposed changes for its primary healthcare system. Commissioner Ferrero Waldner and European Commission, heaven smiles on your kind generosity to brethren in Egypt. Such caring support surely brings hope and opportunity to the lives of many.
Sudan releases 24 detainees. Following a Qatar-mediated accord reached between the Sudanese government and the Justice and Equality Movement Group, or JEM, Sudan authorized the release of 24 prisoners on Saturday. The Justice and Equality Movement had also freed 21 government personnel the previous Tuesday. Our gratefulness, Sudan and Justice and Equality Movement, for your gestures of mutual clemency. Let such goodwill continue to prevail for the restored harmony of all the beautiful Sudanese people.
Seafood toxicity from USA to New Zealand. In Florida, USA, where residents consume more fish than any other state in the nation, the Florida Department of Health has issued warnings about the risk of fish consumption in the state, where the waters contain significant levels of mercury and other toxic pollutants. A 2006 study of 600 Florida women found that 1 in 6 had higher levels of mercury than what the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency considered safe. Mercury is especially dangerous to children and unborn babies and can cause neurological damage. In New Zealand, health officials recently called for the continued avoidance of consuming shellfish from Coromandel and the Bay of Plenty, where the presence of toxins were resulting in symptoms ranging from numbness to respiratory failure. We thank the Florida Department of Health and officials in New Zealand for your diligent public notification about the dangers of eating fish. May all health-conscious consumers opt for the safe and wholesome plant-based diet for the best health and peace of mind.
E. coli infections linked to poultry farms. According to the Attorney General's office in Oklahoma, USA, food contamination of E. coli that caused illness to 200 people was apparently caused by contaminated poultry waste that was spread on fields, which in turn tainted many wells in the area. The infections, which were first identified in August 2008, also cost one person's life and resulted in several children who had to undergo dialysis for kidney failure. We are saddened by this unfortunate news, but are also grateful to the health officials for persisting in their efforts to uncover the cause of this dangerous infection. We pray for the well-being of the affected Oklahomans. May more and more people turn toward the hygienic, meat-free lifestyle to ensure the health of ourselves and our families.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half of the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Injured koalas find love. When the gentle female koala Sam was hurt in the recent Victoria, Australia bushfires, she was taken to the Southern Ash Wildlife Shelter in Rawson, where she met Bob, a male who had also been hurt in the fire. The two immediately became friends and now spend their time together in the shelter while they are recovering from their burns on their paws. They are very affectionate, giving each other hugs and cuddles. Both are expected to fully recover in several months and will then be returned to their homes in the wild. We pray for the full recovery of the two beautiful koalas and thank heaven for reminding us of the caring sensitivity and intelligence of our animal co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. Extreme winter weather fits with climate change. Scientists in the United Kingdom have confirmed that recent extreme cold weather events, such as those experienced recently in the UK and Europe, actually reinforce global warming predictions, saying that temperatures worldwide have risen by 1.7 degrees Fahrenheit or 0.8 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial times. Dr. Miles Allen of the University of Oxford stated that cold snaps actually used to occur more frequently, but were not noticed because they were not so extreme compared to the cooler temperatures then. Dr. Allen went on to say that current episodes of deep snowfall and heavy rain are also consistent with the widely fluctuating weather patterns of global warming. Our appreciation, Dr. Allen and colleagues, for your insights into the extreme weather conditions of our changing climate. Let us help to reverse this trend through our efforts to more gently consider fellow beings and the planet. On December 31, 2006, during a retreat with our association members in Germany, Supreme Master Ching Hai had shared her concerns and insights about the severe cold that could result from a destabilized atmosphere.
If it's warm, you jump into the water. If it's too cold, I don't know if you have enough things to keep you warm. It might get freezing even after the warming period. Do you understand me? Because sometimes the pollution, it damages the ozone layer, and then all the heat maybe escape. After a while, we don't have any heat. And then maybe too much pollution cover the sun and everything, and maybe too much changing, and then everything will go so bad, and it might be freezing. It's even worse also. So many things can happen, and it can happen sooner. So right now, it's time for all the people of every country should get together and think of the solution quick.
Save our planet. NASA's song urges for action to halt global warming. A climate change initiative called Polar Palooza, sponsored by the United States National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, with support from the U.S.-based National Science Foundation, has released the hip-hop music video Take Aim at Climate Change. The video, which can be enjoyed at www.takeaimatclimatechange.org, features engaging music and lyrics that describe the melting poles, the animals' plight, extreme weather conditions, and finally, constructive actions to help. National Aeronautics and Space Administration and National Science Foundation, we thank you for your support of this noble endeavor. May the lyrics of the talented musical artists echo in the hearts of many listeners to take meaningful steps toward restoring our earthly home.
Save Our Planet, Sustainable Cooking Method Improves Lives, through a project sponsored by Dutch NGO SolarServe and the Da Nang People's Committee. Residents of Bun Ki Hai Village have been learning how to replace firewood fuel with a solar oven for cooking and a solar hot plate for boiling water. As a result, they have stopped felling wood and are no longer breathing in smoke, which has helped the environment and brought improvements to the women's health. Our sincere appreciation, SolarServe and the Da Nang People's Committee, for this beneficial program. May the gentle Bun Ki Hai villagers and our ecosphere enjoy abundant vitality through these environment-saving measures.
Save Our Planet. Streetlights go green in California, USA. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton and Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa have announced a collaboration between the Clinton Climate Change Initiative and the city on a five-year project to replace the 140,000 residential streetlights in Los Angeles with energy-efficient light-emitting diodes, or LEDs. This large-scale endeavor is ultimately expected to save $10 million U.S. dollars annually, along with eliminating more than 40,000 tons of carbon dioxide emissions each year, which would be equivalent to removing 6,700 cars from the roads. City of Los Angeles and the Clinton Climate Change Initiative, we salute your green collaboration and look forward to seeing the City of Angels streets graced with eco-friendly lighting.
Save Our Planet. Australian Water Management Director Robert Skinner says the recent massive bushfires in the state of Victoria will reduce water supplies in the capital city of Melbourne by 30% for the next 30 years.
Save Our Planet. At the 2009 Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, mobile phone maker Nokia has been awarded the top outstanding environmental contribution prize for the company's efforts to achieve energy sustainability.
Save Our Planet. Following efforts to clean up the Detroit River in Michigan, USA, a beaver and beaver dam were seen returning for the first time in 75 years.
This is Pomage.
Hi there. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
And we are both vegan, meaning no animal products for us.
We have a tip today on brightening up your evenings.
Sometimes at night, it's hard to see your keys when you want to get in your car or open the door to your house.
Nowadays, there are keychains with tiny flashlights.
Yes, Pomage. There are even keys that have built-in lights on them. You just press a small button on the side of the key to turn it on.
That's great!
Thank you for tuning in.
And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In animal welfare news, a kind woman takes care of over 100 cows in Hong Kong. Miss Young Young built the Cows Home Refuge nearly 10 years ago to establish a permanent place of safety for cows, ox, and buffalo. Miss Young is the chairwoman of the World Animal Rights Charity Association. She said, "Because mankind has been using them for cultivation for a long time, I felt we should provide them with a resting place." Miss Young was able to use her own funds to save the lives of these precious beings. Her shelter now cares for around 100 bovine friends. Miss Young enjoys about 19 hours a day in the company of her treasured animal companions, each of whom has a name. She recognizes them all individually by face. "Our sincere thanks, Miss Young. Heaven bless your concern for our cow, ox, and buffalo co-inhabitants. May all beings thrive in safety and happiness."
In cultural news, February 23rd is Brunei's National Day, observing its independence gained in 1984. Bordering the South China Sea and Malaysia in southeastern Asia, Brunei's official name is Negara Brunei Darussalam, which means abode of peace in Malay. Tropical rainforests cover almost half of the country's area, which is rich in wildlife, including birds and monkeys.
This day is also Guyana's Republic Day, commemorating its declaration of sovereignty in 1970. It is celebrated with a festival known as Mashramani, with fun activities such as parade, music, and games. Located in northern South America between Suriname and Venezuela, Guyana has many forests and rivers. The Potere River, which forms Cato Falls, is one of the tallest single-drop waterfalls in the world. We wish the people of Brunei a splendid National Day and the citizens of Guyana a joyous Republic Day. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shiny World Leadership, highlighting enlightening leadership around the globe. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring this year's Quaker Peace and Service Loxley Award recipient, Mr. Alan Ware. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More Noteworthy News when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, inspiring news for a magnificent world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment, featuring the director of the Peace Foundation's Wellington office, Mr. Alan Ware.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Peace advocate Mr. Alan Ware is the recipient of this year's Loxley Award given by Quaker Peace and Service Aotearoa. Established in 2008, the award supports New Zealanders who study or undertake